In all things and all times, words from Jesus.
Now we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Romans 8:28. No person, no matter how committed to me, is without fault. Every person ever born will make mistakes, have faults and problems, make wrong decisions, and fail at different points throughout their life. Yet even this is a part of my plan. For through these things I teach and strengthen you. And though people may make mistakes, though they may fail, and though they may even cause hurt and pain to others, I make no mistake. Even when those who love me make mistakes, and even when these affect other people, I still will work all things together for your good and to further my purpose and plan. This life is only the beginning. Only the start of the great learning process, the journey to complete spiritual maturity and understanding. So when you are faced with the setbacks of life, look beyond this world and earthly life, and know that I have a greater plan, a more complete and full vision, which you can't even begin to conceive of or understand. Even when you can't fully comprehend and understand the workings of my Spirit in your life, trust in me. Believe in my word, and carry on in faith, believing my promises, that I know I care, and no matter what you face, I work all things together for your good, because I love you and care for you. My promise to you is that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what choices others around you make, I can and will perfect my plan in your life and use all things for your good, as much as you'll let me. As you trust me and commit all things to me by faith, I can even take bad situations and work them for your good. It's not that I will these bad situations in your life, as it is my ultimate will that all people would live in love and harmony. But because mankind is not perfect, and because you have the majesty of choice, which can result in selfish or hurtful choices, I gave you, my children who love me, that promise, so that you can know that no matter what choices you or others make, I am able to cause them to bring forth good eventually. My perfect plan. As I said to my disciples while I was on earth, offenses will inevitably come, but woe to that person by whom the offense comes. In this world there will be injustice and selfishness, and there will be pain and difficulty inflicted on innocent people. But my promise to all my children is that I have the power to turn for good any circumstance that you find yourself in. This is one of the mysteries of my spirit. How I have a plan so perfect that it cannot fail, and yet you have the majesty of choice and the ability to change the course of events according to your choices. But no matter what the choices of those around you, even when others make choices which are not according to my will or my laws of love and life, I am still able to use them in your life for good, as long as you love me and trust me. I will never cause the mistakes of others to deprive you of my will for your life. It might be delayed, but I will have my way in your life regardless of the choices of others, if you keep the faith and don't give up. Sometimes the good I bring in a situation may not be what you expect. It could come in the form of your having more compassion and understanding of others, more humility, and a stronger faith. All of these qualities are part of the good I work in your life, sometimes through the hard road of the wrongdoing of others. It is not that I engineer hurtful situations or circumstances, But sometimes, through the mistakes, sins, or wrong decisions of others, you do suffer hurt. Nevertheless, I can turn all things to good in your life, even when you can't initially see the good that has come out of a situation. Trust that my plan for your life is perfect, even as you live in an imperfect world. Rejoicing at all times. This is the day that I have made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Begin the day with open hands of faith, ready to receive all that I am pouring into this brief portion of your life. Be careful not to complain about anything, even the weather, since I am the author of your circumstances. The best way to handle unwanted situations is to thank me for them. This act of faith frees you from resentment and frees me to work my ways into the situation so that good emerges from it. To find joy in this day, you must live within its boundaries. I knew what I was doing when I divided time into 24-hour segments. I understand human frailty, and I know that you can bear the weight of only one day at a time. Do not worry about tomorrow or get stuck in the past. There is abundant life in my presence today. Trusting in all things. My promise is true and unfailing, that I do all things well, that I will perfect that which concerns you, that all things will work together for good to those who love me and are called according to my purpose. The beauty of this promise is that every time you come to me and commit every circumstance and situation you face into my hands, I use not only your present circumstances, but also those of the past, for your good. I am able to bring good out of all that has gone before and all that happens presently, and all that will happen in the future, as long as you continue to trust me and cast all your cares on me. No matter what mess you find yourself in, no matter what wrongs you've committed, or what wrongs have been committed against you, when you're loving me and trusting in my will and purpose in your life, I am able to turn all things for your good, whether you fully experience this in this life or the next. This doesn't mean that whenever something bad happens, it's because you're outside my will. There are many times when I allow something difficult for the purpose of teaching a lesson or to bring about a greater good, and it's through no fault of your own. And there are other times when you bring the difficulty upon yourself through your own mistakes or choices. Other times it's through the wrong choices of those around you. No matter what the cause of the wrong, as you love me and trust me as the author and finisher of your faith, I will perfect my will in your life. The only conditions to this promise are to those who love me and are called according to my purpose. It is not for you to judge my purpose for your life. Sometimes my plan is for you to simply wait, simply trusting in patience and faith for what's coming next. Sometimes it's passing through the Valley of Baca and learning there the lessons I have for you. Sometimes it's heeding my call to a great mission. Other times it's forsaking what's dear to you in order to fulfill my greater plan. Yet other times it's humbly serving in the small place I have given you. But no matter what the circumstance, as you fulfill my purpose for you, I will turn all things, even seemingly bad, difficult, wrongful circumstances, for your good. This is my promise to you, and it will never fail. If you feel that things have happened in your life that you've not yet seen good come out of, simply wait and trust, and you'll see my promise fulfilled in my time. This is part of being called to my purpose, fulfilling the part I've given you to play in my great plan. Some things you'll not see fulfilled immediately, but the reward of the promise will come, whether in this life or the next.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.